Ever since I was a little kid, I have been afraid to drive. I would love going places in my family's car, but I never, never wanted to drive it. But this summer, my parents decided that I had to learn. So every morning I went to driving school, and twice a week I would drive the car with an instructor. The first time I got behind the steering wheel, I was so scared. I knew what to do, but I was afraid that I would hit something. So I made the car go forward very slowly. But as I kept practicing more, I learned not to be as afraid of crashing the car. But I knew that if I didn't concentrate for one moment and got distracted, then I could get killed. I watched this almost happen to a girl who was driving after the lesson. I had stayed in the car to watch other people drive, and the instructor told her to drive up this big hill. Finally, we get to the top and start coming down. But the way down is very steep, and it has a lot of sharp curves. So this girl starts going down the turns, but she doesn't know how to brake very well, and we go too fast. Suddenly, this one big turn comes up. We are going downhill, and we pick up more and more speed. Faster and faster we go. Suddenly, we start to go even faster because the girl has stepped on the accelerator. I hear the instructor yell out, "Brake!" But it's too late. By now, we're halfway around the turn. The car gets out of control, and we start to skid down the hill in the middle of the turn. We skid onto the gravel on the side of the road. Now the girl is trying to go past the turn, and she steps on the accelerator again. But the gravel makes it hard for the tires to get onto the road, and we start to spin. We spin all the way around, and we finally stop in the middle of the road. The instructor turns around to the girl, and he said, "Well, that's a first." That was the first time that something so scary like that had happened to him while he was driving. Because of some little mistakes, some little distractions, we could have died. As a Christian, there are many distractions as well. They can be very dangerous, causing accidents and forcing you off the Christian road. Jesus tells us that the road is narrow. As a Christian, we have to watch what we do and the things that we like, because they may distract us from doing what God wants us to do. We may turn towards those distractions and take our eyes off the road. Once that happens, we could get into an accident.
I don't need floaters anymore. Have you ever been swimming? It's fun, isn't it? In the pool, you can do all sorts of things you can't normally do on land. That's because you don't weigh that much in the water. I'm pretty good at swimming. My dad taught me the basic stuff, and later, when I gained enough confidence, I started to teach myself some new tricks. I taught myself to swim with my head up, float on my back, and do flips underwater. But everyone who's good at something had a time when they were bad at that skill. In my case, I didn't know how to swim until I turned 10. It was pretty embarrassing. That's right, you heard it, right out of my mouth. I had never tried swimming without floaters until I was 10. To make things worse, the problem and my past don't go together. When I was just a little kid, my parents would travel a lot. That's because my dad is a pastor. We would travel everywhere in the Western United States. That means we would stay in a lot of hotels, and that means that I would go swimming a lot of times, with my floats, of course. Out of all people, swimming should not have been much of a problem for me. It's a very bad combination indeed. Do you want to know how bad it is? All right. Then find a map of the United States and look at the western part. Not counting Alaska, I've been to all the states in the west part. That's how bad the problem was. As of now, I have trust in the fact that I'll float whenever I try to swim in a pool. I used to have trust, or faith, in the fact that my floaters would keep me floating in the pool. Faith is belief in something, even though you can't see it, or test it out yet. And faith is exactly what the Lord wants us to have in Him. No matter what happens, good or bad, you have to keep trusting God. Not about trust. There are some things you can't always trust, like you can trust God. For example, you can't always believe that your friend will come over to your house and play, because he or she might have other plans. and don't always believe exactly everything everybody tells you, because it could be wrong. It could lead to things from little problems like falling for a prank, or to pretty big problems like, being grounded. Nobody likes to get grounded. For example, your friend tells you to do something you know is bad, but you do it anyway because he said it was good. Now that could lead to serious trouble. So in a world where it's not a good idea to always trust, believe, or have faith in everything that's said or written, isn't it great that we've all got an awesome God whom we can always trust? This has been Mimi, broadcasting this story from the USA. It was nice of you to tune in, and I hope you enjoyed the story. If you did, remember, there's another one heading your way next month. See you later, alligator!